Welcome to Hacking Your Leadership. I'm Chris.
And I'm Lorenzo.
And welcome to this week's Thoughtful Thursday. Don't forget to follow us on Instagram at Hacking Your Leadership and send us a message on the community app. The phone number is in the podcast description. For this Thoughtful Thursday, what I want to talk about is something that I noticed in the last couple of days in the wake of the Great Resignation and people really trying to hire and having a hard time finding people to work, especially in industries like the service industry, retail industry, all these different places. I'm seeing a lot of job postings. It's just a ton. And there's always been some, but there is a lot right now. But the postings that I'm seeing, they are, for lack of a better word, leaving something to be desired. They tend to kind of weigh heavily on what the organization they work for has to offer, meaning they almost copied and pasted from whatever the company's position is open. Oh, great pay and benefits, come work for us kind of stuff. Have you seen this recently? Have you noticed this? I try to block them out of my LinkedIn feed because I feel like it's every 10th post.
Yeah, absolutely. There's a ton of just, it feels like template matching in regards to like announcing that there are careers that are open and jobs that are open. And it's like, well, yeah, I know. Like trust me, everybody is posting about jobs that are open right now. And so I think it's a part of a bigger thing where I see it a lot, you know, on LinkedIn and other places where it's just the repetitive nature of posting and just saying like, we have a social media strategy. And so we're just going to, you know, this is it. And if we do it with a high five or a cool picture of having fun at that job, that it's going to make it more, you know, more attractive for potential candidates. But no, like I agree with you. It's just like, it's just another one and just another one and just over and over and over again with no real reason to stop and even read.
Right. Right. So what it belies to me is there are a lot of people who just really have no idea how to solve this problem. They don't have any idea how to solve their staffing problem. Because if you're in retail, your competition isn't necessarily the person who you look at as a competitor from a consumer standpoint. You know, whatever it is that you sell, your competitor is who sells the same thing or a slightly different thing. When it comes to staffing, if you think about what the Great Resignation is, there are a lot of people who have decided that either A, they don't really want to work at all anymore. I'm not wealthy enough to be able to say that, but there are also some people who have decided that they don't want to work in whatever industry it was they were in before because they never got a lot out of it. They never gravitated towards it. It was almost like something they fell into or found themselves in, and the last 18 months has made them rethink what it is that they actually want out of life and the people they want to surround themselves with, that kind of thing. That is a profound shift that cannot be overcome with a LinkedIn post that says we have great benefits. And so what I want to ask you is, you know, you as a retail leader, clearly you have to figure out how to get great talent in. If you are trying to get great talent in, how do you compete? How do you get people to want to come in to look at you? Or what do you say to people that isn't just, we have great pay, we have great benefits, we have a great people culture, you know, whatever. Like, you can say all the key words and phrases here, but none of it makes people just go, wow, really? Like, what do you do? I want to ask you that question, but first I want to give it up to a word from one of our sponsors. All right, so what do you do that makes people kind of do a double take or a double look instead of just glossing over whatever job posts that you might post and kind of group it in with everybody else in the same space?
No, I start with first introducing myself. So like I think that outside of the typical social media, we have jobs open, come let me know if you want to work here type of situation, I'm much more of the kind of like boots on the ground, go out and meet people, talk to people in my network. If I have amazing people that I work with, I ask them like, do you know of other amazing people that you would want to work with? Where are they at? And I'd love to talk to them. And so, you know, I let people know up front, like, hey, either I personally have observed something in you that I think lets me know that you potentially could be a good fit somewhere. And I really appreciated this about you. So really being very clear and specific about either what I've seen, what I've observed, or what somebody has told me, and then asking them, You know, what are you looking to get out of career? You know, what are you kind of focused on right now? What are you looking like in regards to your professional goals, your personal goals? What are you looking to achieve? So for me, it's the complete antithesis of the, we have jobs opening, great benefits, come work with us. It's an amazing place to work, like all that type of stuff. I go very specifically into personally building relationships out in the field and through my network. And when I see or I engage with somebody that I think is showing me a kind of an outlier level of some type of skill set that I'm looking for, I ask for time with them, and then I tell them exactly why, and I tell them what I saw or what I've been told, and then I kind of validate that through conversation and dialogue. I think there is a space to do this in social media. It's just not my style of how I go out there and really look to try to bring in great talent.
I think about the reasons that I've enjoyed working for the people who I've enjoyed working for over the years, and I just kind of fell into them, right? Like I didn't see an advertisement or a job posting that told me why I'd want to come work for them. It was about the job in general, or I applied for the job in general, and I just happened to find a person who I gravitated towards, a person who had the leadership ability and the mentorship ability and the connection that I found with that person that I just kind of fell into. And I love that I've had opportunities to do that. Hopefully, if you've been in the workforce long enough, you can think of a few people in your time that you can say that about. But how cool would it be if instead of having to just like hope that someone at the job you applied for was going to be that way, you could actually seek it out because you know what words to look for. You know what words that you might see in a job post that might make you think, okay, this might be a little bit different here. And so I think one of the reasons people have a hard time doing this is because it's easy to speak on behalf of others, right? It's easy to say, oh, my company offers this, 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 and this. It's a little bit harder to say, I offer this, 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 and this. Because you're not the one who's offering the pay and the benefits. Your company is offering it. So what is it that you offer? Because I promise you, the benefits and the pay, whatever it is that your company offers, your competitors are the exact same thing. And that's why no matter what I see on LinkedIn, no matter who I could remove the name of the company and it would all look the same. You could copy and paste most job postings across an industry and just change the company name and it wouldn't change because none of it lays out anything specifically. They just talk about why they are a good place to come and work. But you know the old adage, you know, people don't leave companies, people leave people, right? Well, wouldn't it make sense then that people don't join companies, they join people also? We don't think about it in that context because you don't know who you're joining when you apply. You just know the company that you're joining. But what if you could? What if you could know who it was that you were joining? I think when I see those posts, they jump out at me. When I see people talk about the things that they offer as a person, as a leader, on why you'd want to work for them, I think that's almost game-changing in the space of trying to get talent to come work for you.
No, I think it's a great point, and it boils down to leadership in general and saying, like, you know, as we ask people to make commitments and hold them accountable, how powerful is that as a leader to say, I'm going to make a commitment and I'm going to hold myself accountable to strangers and to people that I don't know and people that might potentially come and work with me or for me? That's extremely powerful. That's very gutsy, and I kind of like it. Because it speaks to your confidence and capability of saying, this is what I will deliver for you, or this is what I will put forth an effort to deliver for you as a leader. There's a lot of leaders that will hold up their hand and in a meeting say, I'm a leader because I care about people and I want to develop them and I find joy in building careers and I want people to achieve their personal goals and all this type of stuff. Well, then put your money where your mouth is. You want to attract some real talent in your area? Say that online. Say that on LinkedIn. Say my name is Lorenzo, and I have amazing people that work for me, but I'm looking for more. And if you want to come here and work here and have a career and have a leader who will be committed to making sure it's really clear on what's expected of you at work and allow you to bring the best version of yourself, and that will open up doors of opportunity and that will provide for opportunities of development and growth. Like, I think that's a very powerful thing to do. And I think you will get a different level of response, not just because it's different on social media or LinkedIn, but because when people are considering what they want to do next or where they want to go, the first thing they're going to do is say, like, well, how come my leader doesn't talk to me like that? How come my leader hasn't ever said anything or made that type of commitment, not only to me, but in public? That's interesting. I think you might get a little bit more stickiness potentially.
Oh, yeah, for sure. So not just people who are already actively looking for a job, but maybe people who thought everything was okay. And your post or your words about what they should be expecting out of their leader might make them think, you know, maybe I thought where I was okay, but maybe it's not. Maybe I wanted to go talk to somebody who is going to do these things for me that I think I deserve, but I've just never gotten before. If you're a leader of people and one of your jobs is recruiting and filling open positions in your industry, whatever that is, think about it from this standpoint. If the person who you're looking for will actually be a person who reports to you directly, think about how you can phrase your offering to them, not in the context of what the company does, but in the context of what you can give them. I know it can be a little scary. I know that it's holding yourself accountable, but you know what? If you're good at these things already, you're gonna fly at this too. It's okay to have your people hold you accountable to these things because these are things you're good at.
Absolutely. And with that, it brings us to the end of this episode. A real quick shout out to all the people that texted us on the community app and the number that we discussed. Congratulations on your free digital download of the book. We really appreciate your support and continue to ask us your leadership questions, and we'll love to do that for the podcast. So this is Hacking Leadership. I'm Lorenzo.
And I'm Chris.
And have a great day.